It's Monday, November 25, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbier. Political parties ranging from SWANU to the ruling SWAPO party and official opposition PDM had rallies the country over the past weekend. Activist Herbert Jauch gave us his observation.
Amongst the big parties, SWAPO and PDM especially, we've seen this weekend a kind of an increase in the promises being made. There's an attempt to now mobilize your membership, to mobilize your supporters, and to get people out in numbers, because the parties might worry correctly that the many young voters that have registered for this year's election, that the majority of voters are below the age of 35 this time round.
Also sharing her thoughts is the PR and marketing manager at Social Enabled Education Namibia, Christine Shetunyenga.
I just want them to make an informed decision when voting on Wednesday. They should be aware of misinformation and propaganda, because a lot has been going on and a lot of misinformation has been thrown out there on social media. So really, they should do their research in the last 1 or 2 days. And come 27 November on Wednesday, they make the right choice.
Find the extended interviews on futuremedianews.com.na. Staying with the local elections, with Wednesday, the 27th of November, being marked as the day for the presidential and national assembly elections, preparations are underway to ensure public safety and a well-executed day for these activities across the country. From the Thomas Region's police is Deputy Commissioner Crispin Muvevo.
As the Code of Conduct indicates, during that time, we don't expect the people to come with their branded vehicles, party-branded vehicles, or wearing political colors at the polling stations. Those are highlighted to officials from different political parties.
In South Africa, the Africa Transformation Movement has called for the immediate closure of illegally run spaza shops amid rising foodborne illnesses. ATM's national spokesperson Zama Toshana says the registration of spaza shops is a step towards revitalizing township economies, and emphasized the party's opposition to foreign national ownership of these shops, demanding strict enforcement and prosecution for violations.
We urge government to implement a robust program aimed at revitalizing the township economy, which must be firmly placed in the hands of township residents. Empowering local citizens to take ownership of their economic futures is paramount. The registration must be exclusive to citizens.
Continentally, the European Union announced it will recall its ambassador from Niger after the country's ruling military criticized the management of a humanitarian aid fund. Reuters has it that the Niger junta accused the EU ambassador of mismanaging a 1.3 million euro fund intended for flood victims, distributing it amongst several international NGOs without transparency or collaboration with local authorities. On the international front, Donald J. Trump's cabinet picks have received a mixed reception from lawmakers from both political parties. Controversial nominees include Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for the Department of Health and Fox TV host Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary. From Washington, our U.S. correspondent Jakrute Dave.
And Tammy Duckworth, who lost both her legs while serving in Iraq, criticized Trump's Defense Secretary pick, Pete Hegseth, for his comments that women shouldn't serve in combat roles. Donald Trump has already had to find a replacement for Attorney General after his first choice, former Congressman Matt Gaetz, withdrew in the wake of allegations of sexual misconduct.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.